67 counties approved for major disaster declaration. Texas border business, Austin. Governor Greg Abbott announced today that 67 Texas counties have been approved for federal disaster assistance as part of a major disaster declaration approved by the president following impacts to the state from Hurricane Beryl. As federal, state, and local officials continue to assess damages in impacted communities, Texas is working around the clock to respond and help Texans recover from Hurricane Beryl, said Governor Abbott. President Biden approved 67 counties for federal disaster assistance after Texas requested a major disaster declaration yesterday. This approval is a critical step forward in our efforts to provide assistance to impacted Texans across the state. I remain in contact with Acting Governor Dan Patrick, Chief Nim Kidd, and other state and local officials on our ongoing response and recovery efforts. Our team is also in regular contact with electrical providers to ensure power is quickly restored to all Texans. I thank Acting Governor Patrick, state officials, emergency management personnel, and first responders for working tirelessly to deliver all necessary aid to our fellow Texans. The following counties have been included in the federal disaster declaration: Anderson, Angelina, Aransas, Austin, Bowie, Brazoria, Brazos, Burleson, Calhoun, Cameron, Camp, Cass, Chambers, Cherokee, Colorado, DeWitt, Fayette, Fort Bend, Freestone, Galveston, Goliad, Gregg, Grimes, Hardin, Harris, Harrison, Hidalgo, Houston, Jackson, Jasper, Jefferson, Kennedy, Clayburg, Lavaca, Lee, Leon, Liberty, Madison, Marion, Matagorda, Milam, Montgomery, Morris, Nacogdoches, Newton, Nueces, Orange, Panola, Polk, Refugio, Robertson, Rusk, Sabine, San Augustine, San Jacinto, San Patricio, Shelby, Trinity, Tyler, Upshur, Victoria, Walker, Waller, Washington, Webb, Wharton, and Willacy. Additional counties may be requested for inclusion in the federal disaster declaration as damage assessments are completed. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, will also make its Hazard Mitigation Grant Program available statewide at the request of the state of Texas. The major disaster declaration allows for reimbursement for up to 75% of costs associated with expenses for debris removal and emergency protective measures. The state of Texas may make additional requests as damage assessments are completed. Texas continues to surge state emergency response and recovery resources into impacted communities, including personnel, generators, tarps, fuel, ready-to-eat meals, water, and ice. Additionally, the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, has a map available to locate cooling centers opened and operated by local officials. TDEM's cooling center map can be found at tdem.texas.gov/cool. Yesterday, following Texas Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd's meeting with Acting Governor Dan Patrick and Houston Major John Whitmire at the City of Houston Emergency Center, where they received a briefing on the city's response and recovery efforts, the state of Texas deployed 25 additional ambulances and a 250-bed medical shelter to support local EMS and hospital capacity needs in the Houston area. This asset will serve as a resource for the greater Houston area, including neighboring communities, to support emergency medical response needs as responders prioritize life safety and address acute medical needs. Texans who sustained property damage are urged to report damage to homes and businesses using the individual State of Texas Assessment Tool, iStat, Damage Survey. iStat surveys can be filled out in English and Spanish by visiting damage.tdem.texas.gov and clicking July 7, Ongoing Hurricane, Tropical Storm Beryl. Information provided through the iStat Damage Survey helps point emergency management officials to damage in affected areas. Details submitted through the online survey also helps identify immediate resource needs. Additionally, survey information aids officials in determining whether the state meets federal requirements for various forms of federal disaster assistance. Reporting damage through the iStat tool is a voluntary activity and is not a substitute for reporting damage to your insurance company. It does not guarantee disaster relief assistance. English and Spanish tutorial videos explaining how to fill out iStat surveys are available at damage.tdem.texas.gov. More information about the federal resources available for Texans as a result of Hurricane Beryl can be found at fema.gov/disaster/4798. The state of Texas continues to take action to provide all available resources to help support local communities from the impacts of Hurricane Beryl, including July 2, Texas emergency management officials urged Texans to keep an eye on the Gulf this holiday week. July 3, Governor Abbott directed TDEM to issue Hurricane Beryl advisory notice for Texas Emergency Management Council. July 4, Governor Abbott directed TDEM to increase the readiness level of the State Emergency Operations Center. July 5, Acting Governor Patrick issued a disaster declaration for 40 counties and held a press conference. July 6, Acting Governor Patrick expanded disaster declarations for an additional 81 counties. July 7, Acting Governor Patrick held a press conference on Hurricane Beryl to update Texans on the state's preparation efforts. July 8, Acting Governor Dan Patrick provided an update on Hurricane Beryl response efforts. July 9, Governor Abbott provided an update on Hurricane Beryl response in Texas, and Acting Governor Patrick held a press conference and media availability.